This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We've got a fun episode for everyone this week, and I know the perfect way to let all of you know what we are getting curious about.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! This week's suggestion comes from 6-year-old Jaden and 4-year-old Carter of Ontario, Canada. They sent us an email all the way back in June that said, "Why does the ocean have salt water? We listened to your episode on toilets, and my 6-year-old son Jaden is very curious on how toilet water is cleaned and put into the ocean. He wants to know how salt water is formed when clean water is put into the ocean. He thinks it's fish pee that makes the water salty, and I disagree. Can you guys make an episode explaining why the ocean has salty water? We recently visited Mexico and went snorkeling in the ocean, and that was his first time experiencing salt water. He is very curious. Thanks."
That's an awesome suggestion. Let's get curious about oceans today.
I agree. Oceans are fascinating, and there are so many cool things to learn. We are also going to try to understand why oceans have salt water. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, can you hear the ocean inside of a seashell?
Nice one. So here on Earth, we have 5 oceans.
They are called the Arctic, Atlantic, Indian, Pacific, and Southern Oceans.
And they take up a lot of space.
Oceans cover 70% of our planet.
That's amazing. That means that there is more than twice as much ocean on Earth as there is land.
94% of life on Earth is in the ocean.
That's even more amazing. Think about all of the land animals we know and love.
Like a giraffe, a cheetah, a hippopotamus, a dog, a cat, a bird, zebras, tigers, leopards.
Nice job. There are so many different land animals. I think we would be here all day if we tried to name them all. Well, for every different land animal that exists, there are 16 different ocean animals. The ocean is full of fun and interesting marine life.
The Earth didn't always have oceans.
That's crazy. And scientists aren't exactly sure where the oceans came from. But if you go back far enough, the Earth's surface was covered in land.
How deep are the oceans today?
It varies. Oceans are generally shallower, closer to the coastline, and deeper in the middle of the ocean. The average depth of the ocean is 2.3 miles. That's incredibly deep. The deepest part of any ocean is called the Challenger Deep, and you can find it in the Pacific Ocean. It is almost 7 miles deep. The tallest mountain on Earth is Mount Everest. If you were to put Mount Everest into the Challenger Deep, it would be completely covered by water.
Are there any animals living in the deep ocean?
We aren't entirely sure, but we think so. Scientists were able to set up microphones in the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean, where the Challenger Deep is located. They were able to hear the sound of animals like whales with those microphones.
Why is the water I drink clear and the water in the ocean is blue?
That's a fantastic question, and the answer is complicated. The ocean absorbs wavelengths from the sun. Those wavelengths are actually orange and red. The blue wavelengths from the sun penetrate deeper into the ocean, giving it its blue color.
That's why the ocean looks even more blue the deeper you go.
That's pretty cool. Oceans also help us breathe.
That's because they make 70% of the oxygen in the atmosphere.
There is one plant in our oceans called Prochlorococcus. You want to try saying that?
Prochlorococcus.
Nicely done. That plant is responsible for making so much oxygen for us that it gives us enough oxygen for one out of every 5 breaths we take. How about we talk about waves?
I've seen big waves before, but the biggest waves are below the surface.
That's true. There can be big waves on the surface when the water gets choppy or during a tsunami, but the biggest waves are actually below the surface.
I think we should explain what a tsunami is.
A tsunami is a huge wave or a series of waves caused by the displacement of a lot of water. When you jump into a swimming pool, what happens to the water in that area?
It splashes up and some of it splashes out of the pool.
Exactly. And it's the same concept with tsunamis. There's a big difference, though. Tsunamis are caused by things like earthquakes or volcano eruptions that move a gigantic amount of water. So tsunami waves could be very big and very dangerous. Okay. Our pals from Ontario, Canada, wanted to know more about how toilet water is cleaned before it ends up in the ocean, and also why oceans have salt water.
We covered a little bit of this in our Curious About Toilets episode.
We sure did, but let's give you some more details. Our wastewater goes into pipes and eventually finds its way to a sewage treatment plant. Why do I call it wastewater and not toilet water?
Because it mixes with other water like bath water, shower water, and sink water.
That's right. And when it arrives at the sewage treatment plant, it gets treated so that it is safe again.
They need to take all the germs out of the water.
That's really important because germs can make you sick. They do this in different steps. One of the steps is called sedimentation.
That's when they take out solids from the water.
There is another step called filtration.
That's when they move small particles from the water.
And they also do something called disinfection. That involves adding chemicals that kill germs like bacteria and viruses. All of these processes take several days.
Then they test the water to make sure it's safe.
After that, they release the water into a local body of water. If you live near the ocean, the water probably ends up there. If not, it usually ends up in a river near your house.
Jaden and Carter wanted to know why ocean water is salty.
Well, it's not fish pee-pee. It's actually the rocks on land that are responsible for this. When it rains, the acidic rain starts to eat away at the rocks on land. When the water flows into the ocean, it takes some of the ions, which is a fancy term for electrically charged atomic particles, and it brings them into the ocean. It's possible you haven't heard the word ion before, but you are probably familiar with the two names of the most common ions that the rain pulls into the ocean from rocks. They are called sodium and chloride. And guess what happens when you put those two things together?
You get sodium chloride, which is table salt.
Exactly. That's the same salt in your kitchen, and that's why the oceans are salty.
Is it healthy to drink ocean water?
It isn't healthy because of how salty it is. It can actually be very dangerous to drink lots of ocean water.
Why would it be dangerous?
It's dangerous because you can become very dehydrated. Let me explain. In our bodies, water follows salt. If you've ever eaten a really salty snack, you will probably get very thirsty afterwards. The problem with ocean water is that it is so salty that your kidneys won't be able to handle it. Your body will want to urinate more water than you drank. This leads to dehydration. Drinking ocean water will make you even thirstier because it is so salty and your body will try to remove more urine than you can make. This is a dangerous combination.
It's a shame that ocean water isn't healthy because there's so much of it.
We are trying to come up with ways to make it safer by taking the salt out of ocean water in a process called desalination. Right now, it's way too expensive. Coming up with a cheaper way to do it can make safe drinking water available in parts of the world where they don't currently have access to drinking water. Okay, let's answer the question of the week. Can you hear the sound of the ocean in a seashell?
No, you can't hear the ocean. What you hear when you put a seashell to your ear is the noise of your surroundings.
That's right. The sound from your environment resonates inside the shell, and that's what you hear. It does sound a lot like the ocean, though. You can actually do an experiment if you'd like. You can get the same ocean sound by using an empty cup, or even by cupping your hands next to your ear. The seashell isn't necessary at all. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 71, on oceans.
Great job, Olivia. If you want to give us an episode suggestion like our Canadian pals Jaden and Carter, send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to leave us a review or rate us on Apple Podcasts. It helps us so much. Also, check out our merchandise for sale at our online shop. You can find a link in our episode notes on whatever app or program you are using to listen to us right now. While you're there, you can also find links to our social media accounts and our Patreon page. We've got another great podcast to introduce to you. This week, we have a fantastic podcast called Bros Talking Soccer. As you can imagine, it's brothers, three of them, discussing soccer. They talk about soccer here in the United States and abroad, and they are very entertaining. If you are a fan of the beautiful game, give them a listen. It's a great time to listen to them, as we are in the heart of the European soccer schedule, and we are nearing the start of the 2020 MLS soccer season. Stick around after the outro music to hear their promo. Next Saturday, you will be able to get curious about Garfield. Not the cat that eats lasagna, but the president named Garfield. Olivia's mommy, Heather, is going to teach us about the 20th president of the United States. If you haven't listened to our Saturday mini presidential episodes, be sure to check them out. You may be surprised at just how interesting each of our presidents have been. We will be back next week to get curious about a brand new topic. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
My name is Dave Knittle.
I'm Christian Knittle.
And my name is Matthew Knittle.
We are the three hosts of the Bros Talking Soccer podcast. You may have noticed that we all have the same last name. Well, that's because we are brothers, bros, talking soccer. Get it?
On Bros Talking Soccer, we talk about what's happening in American and European soccer.
We also have interview episodes where we talk with guests working on grassroots projects in American or European soccer.
Follow us on Twitter at BT Soccer Pod or visit our website, brostalkingsoccer.com, for more info.
All of our shows are recorded on YouTube, where you can come interact with us as we record.
Bros Talking Soccer is available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Just search Bros Talking Soccer. Hope to talk to you again soon.